Michelle, how long have you been living in China?
Well, in total, it's been almost 4 years now.
4 years? The same to me.
Oh, yeah?
Are you totally used to living here?
I think so. At times, there are still some things that are a little bit difficult, but for the most part, I don't have a culture shock anymore.
For example?
Well, there's still the language barrier because I'm still not fluent in Chinese. Like today, I went to the bank and I was trying to do something that was a little out of the ordinary, I guess. I just had some trouble and I couldn't get it done.
And you said you had gone back to Canada. Did you have kind of reverse culture shock when you went back?
Yes, I did actually. At the time, I had lived in China for about 3 years and I was so used to living in China. I guess I had to change my thinking and behaviors a little bit when I went back to Canada. I felt like, okay, now I have to change back.
And you're planning to move back soon again?
Well, I'm going to go back to Canada in the summer for my holidays, but then I'll be back in China.
Oh, I see. What do you think you'll miss most about China while you're gone?
I think I'll miss the food the most. I really love Chinese food.
That's exactly the same for me.
Yeah.
I'll miss my chafing dish.
And good jiaozi.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 8.
What does the woman think of her life in China? Question 9. What prevented the woman from getting her things done at the bank? Question 10. What happened when the woman returned to Canada? Question 11. What will the man miss most when he leaves China?